Welcome into another edition of Untold Valor, a podcast with unique focus on veterans with stories of courage, recovery, perseverance, and strength. Listen as veterans share their perspective on what it's like to battle mental health challenges, combat addictions, and overcome other adversities unique to those who have served. We'll also speak with experts who have valuable experience working with veterans through their recovery journey. And this week on the podcast, we're going to talk about a special event coming up in the month of May. So stay tuned to this edition of Untold Valor.
This podcast is brought to you by Voice and Vision, bringing help, hope, and healing to individuals, families, and communities affected by mental illness, addictions, and disabilities in southeastern Pennsylvania. Financial support for this podcast is provided by a Veterans Trust Fund grant from the Pennsylvania Department of Military and Veterans Affairs.
Welcome to Untold Valor, a podcast with a unique focus on veterans, featuring stories of courage, recovery, perseverance, and strength. Listen to hear veterans share their perspectives on what it's like to battle mental health challenges, combat addictions, and overcome other adversities unique to those who have served.
Hey everybody, welcome into the podcast. Thanks for tuning in once again as I'm here with my fantastic guest and co-host, Reverend Ben, here with me. And we have a returning guest, Darcy Rideout's here with us to talk about this fantastic event that the team at Compere and Voice and Vision is putting on. And so we're going to get into that conversation this week with everybody. Reverend Ben, how you doing, my friend?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you guys doing today?
Hanging in there, man. It's lovely down in my neck of the woods. It's like 82 degrees today, and I got like a summer cold, which is absolutely zero fun, but it is what it is. So I'll do my best to not hack up a lung during this podcast. How you doing, Darcy? Good to have you back.
Thank you, Mark, for having me back. I'm doing wonderful.
That's fantastic. So let's talk about what's going on here. You guys have an event coming up on May the 21st for Advocating Suicide Prevention. Tell us a little bit about it. How's this coming together? What's going on and how people can get involved? And you guys fill us in.
Absolutely, Mark. So, yes, Advocating Suicide Awareness and Prevention is the title of the event. The acronym ASAP, what we want to do is we want to play into the urgency of addressing the nation's suicide among veterans, those rates, mm-hmm. right? So we want everyone at the community level to come together, to combine resources, work together, so that when we receive the veterans, when they come out of service, they come back into the community, we can address any issues that they have, including those that play into suicide ASAP.
Yeah, I like the title, right? I mean, ASAP, we got to get on this ASAP. You know, it's something that we've just got to keep out there and focus and have more conversations on. So that's a great title. Where's this going to be held at, guys?
So, Mark, this is going to be held at the Delaware County Intermittent Unit that's going to be in Media, PA. And the registration link, of course, we're going to make sure we post that in the summary so that people can see all the details, the time, place, and location.
Gotcha. And Reverend Ben, so, you know, are you obviously you're part of this conversation as well. So what's happening with this event that's got you excited?
Mark, there's a lot of veterans out here who lack the knowledge thereof, the resources, and there are some resources that haven't even been invented yet, but there needs to be special attention to the issue of veteran suicide because it's very prevalent among veterans.
Right.
So I think it's very important that we address it and try to cut it off at the pass, in a sense, to prevent it.
Yeah, I mean, we have to definitely do that, you know, so it's one of these topics that we all try to, I don't know, I feel like we avoid it more than, we're definitely doing a better job now, I should say, right? We're definitely getting better at having these conversations, these tough conversations, but it is still something that people, you know, shy away from. So it's fantastic to get into an event where people can come out and just be open and talk and have a conversation. If folks want to get involved, there's obviously, I'm assuming this is completely a free event. People can just come and attend, yeah?
Yes, it is a free event. Just go ahead and register on the website. There's a link there. It'll tell you all about the event, and you'll be able to connect with Voice and Vision, Compere Corps, and even myself. You'll be able to connect with us, and however we can work together to fill in those gaps between resources. If you provide something that with your organization that we don't necessarily have the means to provide for a veteran, but it's working for you, and vice versa, we want to go ahead and make those connections.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and you can go to the Voice and Vision website and check out a lot of good resources there, which is voiceandvisioninc.org. That's voiceandvisioninc.org. And, you know, Darcy, when you were on, last time you were on the show as a guest, you've actually started doing a lot more with the team at Compeer and Voice and Vision. So fantastic that you've come over and you know, just embrace that as well.
Well, thank you, Mark. I am more than honored to work with Compeer Core and Voice and Vision and the whole team. As I stated, you know, the last time when I came on the podcast, it has been very life-changing for me to have these conversations, these difficult conversations publicly.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And if you can check out her episode, folks, if you'd like to go back and kind of hear a little bit about her story, definitely go check that out. It was a fantastic story. And we certainly appreciate her being on here and sharing. So tell us a little bit more about the event and just, you know, the idea behind it, what you guys are hoping to accomplish for those folks that are out there that are thinking, you know, maybe this is a good place for me to start, right? Like I've been thinking about reaching out to someone. I've been thinking about getting involved, whether it's to help or whether it's because you need help. You know, what's the goal? What are you hoping to achieve?
The first goal always is awareness. We need not only the veterans who are coming back into the community, reintegrating themselves back into society, becoming a civilian again, not only them, but we need everyone to know that we are here. I'm here, Reverend Ben's here, Compeer Corps here, Voice and Vision, and any other organization that is out there to serve veterans, help veterans, get everyone to where we want to be in life and where we need to be. We are all here. So that's the first goal, is awareness. I want you to be aware of the resources and the help that is there to welcome you back.
Yeah. And we've got to have these open conversations, right, Ben? I know it's something that you advocate for all the time, you know, within your daily life and the things that you're doing as a reverend as well. Right? You're constantly having these conversations with veterans about just being more open about talking about what it is that's bothering us.
Yes, I believe the stigma on mental health itself is obviously a barrier between the veteran and getting help.
Mm-hmm.
So what we want to do is let them know that it's not something new. This is something that many veterans have experienced, and it's something we need to talk about instead of keeping it a secret, because we know secrets go in the dark and they cause more problems and it gets worse.
Yeah, indeed. And as always, folks, you know, if you are feeling, you know, struggling and you need to speak with someone right away, you know, you can call or text 988 immediately. That's the National Alliance number as well for suicide prevention. So again, you can call or text 988. You can also go to 988lifeline.org. And of course, we have a wealth of resources in the show notes as well and for Voice and Vision and Compeer and things of that nature. So, you know, if you're struggling, please reach out to somebody right away and have those conversations. And if, you know, come on out to the event, right? Come on out, hang out, meet some folks, shake some hands, have a conversation. Sometimes that can be enough to break the ice. You know, Darcy, we've talked in the past about things, and for you, definitely just getting the ball rolling and starting to voice, you know, the things that were going on inside you has made all the difference. And that can make the difference for folks too.
That's the prevention part, Mark, right?
Yeah.
So the prevention part, we understand from the report that came out, the National Suicide Prevention Report that the VA puts out every fall, between fall and winter.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, the 2003 report, which brings us the data in the year 2001, that came out in November of last year.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the key findings in the report is the hopelessness and that disconnectedness are two main contributing factors to veteran suicide. And just as you stated, Mark, that has helped me for the last 7 or 8 years, is getting out there, getting back into the community, getting out of my head, living back into the world, and being someone who I thought that I could never be and would never be. And that's what we want. That's what the event is. The whole idea behind it is to draw people together, veterans, those in the community, bring everyone together so that we can understand the power of connectedness and that you're not alone in this world. There are others who are not only like you,
right,
but there are others who are willing to help you.
Yeah, that's a great point. You know, the statistics are pretty terrible, right? I mean, almost, I think it's something like one veteran per hour which is mind-bogglingly sad, right? And it doesn't have to be that way. You know, the guest we had on earlier this month said that's the same thing. It's like, it does not have to be that way. You know, have a conversation, pick up the phone. It's hard. It's that 500-pound, you know, telephone at some point, like you want to pick it up and you want to reach out, but it's like, oh, it just weighs the most, right? You just seem to can't do it. So this could be another way. If you're struggling to pick up that phone or something of that nature, this could be a great way to come out a little bit, maybe more relaxed atmosphere, because you can just attend this event, walk around, listen to people talking, and then maybe you're able to kind of break that ice that way.
And that's when we break the ice with storytelling, right, Mark? So that's what Untold Valor is all about. You never know who's listening, right? So you could come to the event and you could be a fly on the wall. Like no one even sees you, knows you're there, but you're listening. You're hearing everything that is going on. And not only that, but you're seeing the magnitude of the support system. And that's what we want. That's what I needed. That's what has helped me. It's crazy because I just said to myself the other day that a lot of people say, hey, Darcy, you're a survivor of suicide. Mm. You know, aren't you happy with that?
Right.
And I thought to myself, I feel like I should be happy with that, but I don't think people understand that I have to live with that every day. I have to wake up every day and say that I'm still here. I'm not in those statistics. I'm not in those numbers where we see in the report suicide is the second leading cause of death for veterans ages 18 to 44 and 45 to 54. Mm. Like that devastated me when I saw that.
And, you know, well, and that's what drives you and Reverend Ben and the team at Compere, Olga and Valerie and everybody to do these types of things, right? Is to help get these numbers down and to help people. So again, we'll kind of wrap it up here by just reminding folks. So this is going to be on May the 21st. So if you're checking this out, if you're already subscribed and you catch the new episodes as they come out, then, you know, certainly, you know, go check out the links and register or give a call, whatever you need to do, but just come on out to the event. We'll have all those details in there for you. And it's, you know, do it ASAP, right?
That's right away.
That's right. Do it right away. Reverend Ben, any final thoughts from you, my friend, as we wrap it up this week?
I would like to say that I'm like you. I'm so happy that we have these concerned citizens like Darcy, myself, and you, and Compere Corps that are trying to make a difference in the lives of these veterans. Well, coming home, you might as well say from a strange land back to homeland, which is strange when they get home and have to adjust. And we want to make sure that our veterans get the best care that they can get to prevent them from having to commit suicide.
Yeah, you know, definitely. Well said. You know, my daughter came back from her first long deployment. And I could hear some interesting things in her voice already just on how she just kind of views being back in the States versus being out at sea for so long and going to other countries and stuff. And nothing alarming by any means, but just interesting just to kind of see early on the impressions and the changes. So it doesn't matter if it's your first deployment this past year or, you know, you've been home for 20 years. If you need help, get some help, reach out, have a conversation, meet other folks who have walked the same walk, talked the same talk, and are here to help you, like Reverend Ben and Darcy and everybody in the whole team. So Darcy, thanks so much for helping out with this. So sounds as though you're kind of driving the cart here. So thank you so much.
Yes, absolutely. You know me, Mark, I believe in finding those community solutions and applying them to a national level so that we can solve this societal crisis. It's just something that pretty much keeps me up at night.
Well, how you can start is you can start ASAP. Right?
Reach ASAP.
Out. ASAP right now.
That's right.
ASAP right now. So check out the show notes and let them know you'd like to come on out to this event and be part of helping or be part of getting some help. Either way, you know, the team is here for you. So as always, check those show notes for lots of links. And we'll see you next time here on Untold Valor, Veterans Recovery in Action. Thanks, Darcy. Thanks, Reverend Ben. We'll see you next time.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Untold Valor by Voice and Vision. We hope you found the information and resources discussed today helpful. As always, thank you for listening and for your support.
Remember to stay connected with us through our various social media platforms, including Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Don't forget to visit the website, voiceandvisioninc.org. That's voiceandvisioninc.org, where you can sign up for our blog and find free resources and information on upcoming events, webinars, workshops, and get support. You can also access our free Help and Hope guide for individuals and families struggling with substance use and addiction. If someone you know is struggling, please reach out for help because you and your life matter. Remember, the National Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is available to you at any time by dialing 988. We are all ambassadors of hope and recovery. And if you want to share your story, please contact us. Compere Corps is also looking for veteran mentor volunteers and veteran participants. To find out more information about Compere Corps, please call 610-541-0790. That's 610-541-0790. You can find all the links and contact information for the resources mentioned on today's episode by checking the description and the show notes section of your app. Thank you again for tuning in and for your support. Until next time, this has been Untold Valor.